Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Kedushin Daf Ayin Dalet. We'll begin at the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara brings the memra, Neman Bal Mekach Limer Lozeh Mecharti Ulzeh Loi Mecharti. Aved Var Mamun Mizmat Shemechoi B'yodoi Avol Ein Mechoi B'yodoi Eino Neman. On that the Gemara asks, V'nechzei Zuzi Miman Nokat. And the Gemara answers, Loi Tzricha Denoka Mitavayu V'omar Chad Midatoi V'chad Bal Korchi. Now we'll discuss the machlokes between Rashi and Tosis, two mahalchim had to learn this sugya. The sheet of Rashi is that the Gemara is at first machlok between men, it's mechay biyodai and ein mechay biyodai. As Rashi explains that if it's mechay biyodai, then Ramya alei lemeidak, it's his responsibility to make sure he knows who's the one who bought this chayfitz. Rashi explains because if he got money from someone, and in the end he doesn't actually sell the chayfitz to him, even if he'll give back the money, still he'll get the klala of Mishapara, and therefore he makes sure to know who's the one who bought the chayfetz. However, once it's ein mecha biyadai, which Rashi explains, it's shnayim oichazim bay, two people are holding on to it, and they're both claiming that they're the one who bought it. Rashi's coming lafuka, if one person is holding on to it, then clearly he's the mochzik, and the other one would have to bring a raya, that he's the real buyer. But al-kapanim, once the mecha is no longer holding on to it, so he no longer has a concern about a Mishapara, he knows that he gave it to the one who really bought it, so he no longer remembers who's the one who actually bought it, and he does not have an emunus. Now the Gemara's kashi was, v'nechzei zuzi m'man nokat, Rashi explains that the Gemara thought that he's only holding the money from one of them, and if so, the Gemara held that it's pashut, he would remember who's the one who gave him the money, so if he tells us that he does know who's the one who bought it, why should he not be believed? On this, the Gemara answered, l'tzricha denoka mitarvayu, he got money from both of them, one midaita and one bal korchoy, and he does not remember which is the one who gave it to midaita, which is the one who gave bal korchoy. Here the din is that the Baal Mekach does not have the Namanis anymore. And Tosis explains with Das Rashi that what Rashi means to say is, even if he's telling us that I do remember who's the one who gave it Midaitoi, still he will not be believed. So what is the din Lamaisa in such a situation? What happens? So this is really included in the first Mishnah Bava Metzia, the Mishnah of Shnayim Oichsim, which says Yachloiku. The Gemara there explains that the Mishnah includes both a case of Metzia and a case of Mekach Umemkar. If two people are both claiming that they bought an item, the din is Yachloiku. And the Gemara there on Beis Amabeis tells us, the reason why the Meicher has no nemanus to say who is the one who bought it is because it's no longer Mecha B'yodai, and he also got money from both of them, Chad Midaita V'Chad Bal Korchoy. Therefore, he does not have the nemanus to tell us who is the one who was really Kaina, meaning the one that was Midaita. So what happens is that they both divide the talis, and obviously the Meicher, who got money from both of them, he'll give each one back half of his money. But Akapan, what comes out from Shitas Rashi in the Sugya is that if the Meicher only received money from one of them, and he says that he knows who is the one who he got the money from, and he does have nemanis. Now Tosis over here asks Akasha and Rashi, and he says, the Bishlam in a case where it's Mechay B'yodai, the Meicher is still holding the item, there we can understand what is the nemanis of the Meicher based on. It's based on that which he has a migu. He could always claim that he didn't sell to anyone, or he could claim that I sold to them but I bought it back. Since he has a migu, therefore he also would have nemanis to say who is the one who bought it. However, once it's no longer Mechay B'yodai, which according to Rashi, even if it's not Mecha B'yodai, if it's only Noka Zuzi Michad Minayu, the Meicher has Namonis, and Tosis is bothered. If there is no Migu, what is this Namonis based on? Why should he be Neman any more than an Eid Echad, who is not Neman L'Inyin Momen? So because of this Kasha, Tosis brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam a different pshat. And Rabbeinu Tam understands that the Namonis of Mecha B'yodai is like we said, that's because the Meicher has a Migu. He could say like Mocharti or Chazarti V'Karnisi. Once it's no longer Mecha B'yodai, he has no Namonis anymore, he lost his Migu. That the Gemara asks, v'lechzei zuzi m'man nokat, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is not asking in a case of ein mecha b'yodai, like Rashi learns, rather it's asking even if it's mecha b'yodai. The Gemara was bothered by the mashmois is, that when it's mecha b'yodai, he has no one to say who is the one that he agreed to sell to, and even if the other one is the one who gave money, he's holding money from one of them, and he's saying that I really agreed to sell to the other one, and the one who gave me money gave it to me bal korchoy, even for that he would have no one. And that was what the Gemara was bothered by. This case should be like a migu b'mokim edim. There's an Anan Sahadi, that the one who gave the money, he's the one that the Meicher agreed to sell to. And therefore, even if the Meicher has a Migu, we should consider this a Migu Mokam Edim, and the Meicher should not be believed. And this Gemara answered, Ein Echanami, that's true, that if he got money only from one of them, he would not be believed to say that I agreed to sell to the other one. The case is that he got money from both of them, and the correct Gersa Tosis says, B'das Rabbeinu Tam is, V'lo Yoda Hai Midaita Hai Loi Midaita, he himself does not remember who is the one who gave it to Midaita and who gave it to him Bal Korchoy, but he still has the manas to say who's the one that I decided to sell to. But Ein Echanami Tosis says that if he would remember who's the one who gave it to Midaitai, then surely we would assume that that's the one who decided to sell to. Rakapam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, this whole discussion is only when it's Mecha B'yodai. Once it's no longer Mecha B'yodai, he has no Migu, then there's no reason why he would have any nemonis. And it comes out l'maisa that there are two cases where Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam would argue. The first machaikus would be in the case where it's no longer mecha b'yadi. According to Rashi, if it's nakazuzi michay minayu, he would have nemonis. And we'll have to see what exactly is the nemonis based on. According to Rabbeinu Tam, once it's not mecha b'yadi, even if he only received money from one of them, he has no nemonis. And the second machaikus will be when it is mecha b'yadi, if he only got money from one of them, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he would not be believed to say that I agreed to sell to the other one. It's a migu b'makam edim. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, this is the rush in the beginning of a Matthias says b'das Rashi. According to Rashi, the Gemara was never mechalik by mecha b'yadai, whether he got money from one of them or both of them. That chilik the Gemara only made when it's a mecha b'yadai. According to Rashi, when it's mecha b'yadai, he would have the manas to say who is the one who he decided to sell to, even if he received money from the other one. And this will make sense because according to Rashi, the reason why he has the manas is not because of a migu. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a migu, so we know the din is that migu b'makam edim or migu b'makam anan sahadi does not work. According to Rashi, the nemonis in the sugya is not because of migu. Therefore, he would have the nemonis to say who he sold it to, even if he's saying that I sold it to the other one, the one who did not give the money. Now, Tosfos b'Hemshech brings the Gemara in the beginning of Bava Metzia, which seems to be right like the sheet of Rashi, not like the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara there is referring to the Mishnah, which we mentioned before, Shnayim Bechsim Betalis, which the Gemara there explained is referring to both the case of Metzia or a case of Mecha Chumemkar. Two people are both claiming that we bought it from the same person, and that the Gemara asks, V'lechsi zuzvi m'man nokat. Let's ask the Meicher who's the one who gave him the money. So Rashi explains that even though that case clearly is talking about a Mecha B'yadai, the Meicher is not holding the Chafetz. The two people who both claim they bought it, they're the ones who are holding on to it. Still Rashi says, since the Gemara and the Havmina thought that only one of them gave money, and like we see in Er Sugya that if only one of them gave the money, then even if it's a Mecha B'yadai, still the Meicher would be Neman. So that was the Gemara's Kash over there, and that the Gemara answered that both of them gave money, we're not sure which is Midaite, which is Baal Korchai. According to Rashi, the Gemara B'Metzia fits very well. The Gemara thought that since only one of them gave money, then the Meicher would be Naman even in the case when it's not Mecha B'yadai. However, if you like the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that's the Gemara B'Yos is Mechalik, if one gave money or both gave money, that's talking about when it's Mecha B'yadai. When it's a Mecha B'yadai, Rabbeinu Tam holds, there's never an Amonis, because the whole Amonis of a Meicher is based on a Migu, and when he's no longer holding the Chavis, there is no Migu. So what is the Shakal of the Tayyav of the Sugi over there? Even if only one of them gave the money, but it's clear that the Meicher would not be Neman, since the Meicher is no longer holding the Chafetz. So Tosfos answers for Rabbeinu Tam that hold on the Gemara Bava Metzia, when the Gemara asks, V'lechsi zuzvi m'man nokat, the Gemara does not mean to say that the Meicher will have an emunus of Migu, since in that case it's a Mecha B'yadai, there definitely is no emunus of Migu. And what the Gemara over there means to ask is that if the Meicher has money from one of them and he knows who's the one who he got the money from, then he should be believed to tell us that he sold it to that person, not because of a Migu or not because of any special emunus of a Meicher, rather as an Eid Echad. Just like a stranger could have an emunus of an Eid Echad, so too the Meicher himself could have an emunus of an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad, this emunus would not work completely to tell us who to give the Chafetz to. However, the Gemara over there is going on the Mishnah, which says that when two people are fighting over a Chafetz, each one says that I'm the one who bought it, so they both have to make a Shua. That's a Shua, Midarbanon, as a Sugya is Mavur over there. And what the Gemara means to ask is that if the Meicher is telling us who's the one who he sold it to, the Meicher should have an emunus of an Eid Echad. So firstly, the one who the Meicher is being made on his side, he shouldn't have to make any Shvua at all. The Eid Echad should pater him from a Shvua. And secondly, the one who the Meicher is being made against, he should be Chayv a Shvua Dereisa, just like always an Eid Echad can be Mechayv a person a Shvua Dereisa. So this is really what the Gemara over there meant to ask. Not that the Meicher should have a full Nemonis, rather he should have the Nemonis of an Eid Echad. And this Gemara answers, the Meicher does not know who is the one who gave the Midaita and who Baal Korchai. If the Meicher says that I do know, he would have the nemanis of an Eid Echad. So this is how Tosfos explains the Gemara in Bava Metzia according to Rabbeinu Tam. And the truth is that Tosfos in Bava Metzia, and Daf Beis Amud Beis, Dvar Maschav Alechsi, he actually asks this as a kasha on Rashi. Why does Rashi over there in Bava Metzia have to explain that since in the Havmin only one of them gave the money, then like Er Sugya's Mavur, that even if it's a Mecha B'yadi, he has nemanis when one gave the money? Tosfos asks, why can't Rashi just learn the same way Tosfos is saying B'das Rabbeinu Tam? Of there, the Gemara is just asking in the Shvua that the Meicher should have nemanis as an Eid Echad. So Bekveg over there in Bava Metzia explains B'das Rashi that which Tosfos says B'das Rabbeinu Tam is really a Chiddush, that if the Meicher would be known as an Eid Echad, that would pater one of them from a Shvua. This really gets involved in the Shaila of Eid HaMeseyeya. This is a great discussion in Rishonim and Achronim. We know that the din is that an Eid Echad is Mechayv V'Shvua Dereisa, but what happens in the case when a person was already Mechayv V'Shvua Dereisa previously? For example, he's Moedah B'Miksas, that's Mechayiv Mashvua Dereisa. And then he brings an Eid Echad on his side, that's called Eid HaMeseyeya. Does that help to pater from an existing Chiyuv Shvua? So this, as we said, is a great discussion, but Al-Kopanam, Tosis over there is before the Eidim Asiyah would patter. Now it's the Igor Kasha of the Gemara, that the Meichot should have an Emanus of an Eidechon, and that should patter one of them from a Shvuah. And Kveger says that it could be Rashi was Chalik on this Nakuda, and Rashi holds Eidim Asiyah does not patter from a Shvuah. That's why Rashi felt necessary to explain the Gemara differently. The Gemara over there meant that the Meichot should have an Emanus, as the Gemara in Arsig is Mavur, that if he only got money from one of them, then he would have a special Emanus, more than an Emanus of an Eidechon. Now, what still remains difficult is, what exactly is an Emanus according to the Shita of Rashi? As we said, according to Rashi, it's not a Migu, because even if it's Eimech Chabiyadi, he has an Emanus. The Shaila is, what exactly is this Emanus based on? Rashi and Arsiga only explain what is the difference in Svara between Mech Chabiyadi and Eimech Chabiyadi. Rashi says that when it's Mech Chabiyadi, then he makes sure to remember, it's his responsibility. When it's no longer Mech Chabiyadi, he does not make sure to remember. But Akopanam, this does not explain to us what exactly is an Emanus. This just tells us why at one point he will remember, at one point he will not. But still, even if he does remember and he claims he knows who's the one who bought it, what nemanus does he have to tell us? Why should he be any better than a regular Eid Echad? So the Ran and the Ritvan Ersiga say, Bedas Rashi, the nemanus over here is just like the nemanus of a Chaya. Just like by a Chaya, the Ran explained that Rabbanu were Mesakin to give the Chaya nemanus because he Yefshar Belav Hochi, and by Dain as well, the Ran says, as long as the Baal Dinim are still standing in front of the Dain has nemanus even though there is no longer any Migu. And the Ran explains the Pshat is because many times there are no Edim around at the time, therefore the Rabbanim were forced to give this Nemanus to a Dayan. So too by a Meicher, there also the Rabbanim gave him an Nemanus, therefore even if it's Eimech HaBiyadah, he still has Nemanus, as long as, like the Gemara says, it was only Nakat Zuzi Michan Minayu. If it was Nakat Zuzi Mitarvayu, then already we assume that he does not know who is the one who gave him Midaita and who gave it Baal Karchai. Al-Kopanim, we see these Rishonim learn B'das Rashi that the Nemanus in the Sugyo is a new Nemanus, a Takana Darabanon, just like by Chaya and by Dayin. As opposed to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, he learns that the Nemanus in the Sugyo is a Nemanus of a Migu. Now, Behemchach, later on, the Ran says that based on this, he says it's mistaber that the Nemanus is only if the Loichim, if the buyers, are still standing in front of him. Meaning if it's Eimech HaBiyadai. And the Gemara is before, according to Rashi, that if only one of them gave him money, he has Nemanus to say that this is the person I sold it to, he's the one who paid for it. That's only with a limit, as long as they're still standing in front of him. Once they left already, at a later point, they come to Bezin and they're arguing who's the one who bought it. Then already he has no nemanus anymore to say who is the one who gave him money and bought it. He says, just like by Dayan, that's the din, that's only as long as the Baal Dinim are in front of him. So too by the Meicher, his nemanus is only as long as the Leichem are standing in front of him. And the Magen Mishnah in Perek Chof, Hilchos Mechira, Locha Dawid, is before like this as well, when he brings the Shita of Rashi and the Ren, the way they learn the Sugyo, he explains their Shita is that the Meicher will be neman as long as the Leikeach is still standing here in front of him. Now, I've just mentioned the kasha that the Ktzeis HaChayshin asks in Simon Reish Chav Beis Sifkot and Aleph on this Ran. He says, the way the Ran says that the Hona Monus when it's Einech Mecha B'yodi is only if the Leichim are still standing here, he asks the kasha from the Sugim of Metziah Dav Beis. As we saw earlier, the Gemara of there asks, V'lechsi Zuzi Miman Nokat, Rashi explains that even though it's Einech B'yodi, still the Gemara originally thought that only one of them gave him money, and as we see in Er Sugya, that if he got money only from one of them, he would be believed even if it's Einech B'yodi. And that the Gemara answers that both of them gave him money, Chad Midaiti v'Chad Baal Karchai. And the Ktzeis HaChayshin asks, according to the Ran, the Gemara over there could have said simply that the case is talking about that the two people who are fighting over the talis, both are claiming that they bought it, they're no longer standing in front of the Meicher. That's why the Meicher does not have them honest. Even if the Meicher would be telling us that I got money from one of them, he still would not be believed unless they're still standing in front of him. So let the Gemara answer that that's not the case, they're no longer standing in front of him. This is the kash of the Ktzeis HaChayshin. He says that if we look in Rashi and Bav Metziah, Rashi over there is mashma not like the way the Ran says over here, Bedas Rashi. Because Rashi over there says, Dibur Maschav Alechsi Zuzi Miman Nokat, Rashi explains why if it's Nokat Zuzi Mitarvayu, and if it's no longer Mecha B'yodah, he's not Nemon, Rashi explains, the Kivet Loi Aleha Rami Lehasudei, it's not his responsibility to be made afterwards, so Loi Dok Kuli Hai Liyos Nizhar, Misha Holcho Milafonov, Hai Midaiti V'hai Baal Korchai. He's not careful to remember after they go away from him already. He no longer will remember which one gave him the money midaiti and which one gave it to him Baal Karchai. So Rashi of there is mashma that Ein Mecha B'yodi means Hochu Milafonov. If they're no longer standing in front of him, that's what it's referring to Ein Mecha B'yodi, and that's where the din is that if both of them gave him the money, then he's not Nemon. If, however, he's telling us that only one of them gave him money, then he is Nemon, even though it is Hochu Milafonov. This is mashma not like the Ran says in Er Sugyo, that Ein Mecha B'yodi means that they're still standing in front of him. The Ran and Ersiga said that when they're not in front of him, then he would not be believed, even if only one of them gave him the money. So the Ktzeis says, the way Rashi and Bava Metziah learns, in this kasha is not difficult, and the Havmin of the Gemara over there, that one of them gave him money, the Gemara could not have answered that he's not Neman because it's Holcho Milafonov, The way Rashi and Bava Metzia is mashma that even if it is halchum we find milafon of, he would still be believed if only one of them gave him the money. So this is a difficult kasha on the Ran in our sugya. Rashi and Bava Metzia is mashma not like the Ran. However, we could point out that even though the Ran does not seem to fit with Rashi and Bava Metzia, Rashi over here is mashma like the Ran, and Rashi himself is mashma that in our sugya is learning differently than the way he learned in Bava Metzia. Because Rashi we also explained what is the mail of mecha b'yodai. When it's still mecha b'yodai, then he does make sure to know who is the one who he actually sold it to. There's that even if he got money from both of them, he's believed to say which is the one who he sold it to midaitoi. And Rashi explains because he's concerned about the mishapara. However, once the chavit is no longer in his hand, he already gave it to the one who he sold it to. It's not his responsibility anymore to make sure to remember who is the real buyer. Now, if this is true, then the chalik between mecha b'yodai and e-mecha b'yodai would definitely be toloi on the chavit actually being in his hand. Once it's no longer in his hand, that would be already called e-mecha b'yodai. However, the way the Rashi in Bava Metzia is mashma, Rashi says, what's e-mecha b'yodai holchum milafonov? That's mashma that as long as it was not yet holchum milafonov, that's still called mecha b'yodai. Now, if the maila of mecha b'yodai is like Rashi says by us, that he's concerned about the mishapara, that would only be as long as he's actually still holding the chavit. The moment he gives the chavit to the one who bought it, he no longer has the concern of mishapara. Now already he has the din of e-mecha b'yodai. So this is muhach, the Rashi in Bava Metzia is not learning the same way that he's learning over here in Kiddushin. One would have to know how to answer the theories in Rashi. But Akupanam, that which the Ran says in Rashi in Ersugya, that e-mecha b'yodai means only as long as the lekech is still in front of the meicher. Once the lekech is not here, and even if it was only nokazuzi michay minayu, the meicher would not have the monis. So even though the Ktesa Chayshim proved from Rashi in Bava Metzia, not like this Ran, because Rashi in Bava Metzia is learning that mecha b'yodai is when they're still standing in front of the Moicher. E-mecha b'yodai is, as Rashi over there says, holchum milafonov, they're not standing in front of him. Ashenik in Rashi in Ersuga, as we proved, Rashi holds mecha b'yodai means literally the Moicher is still holding on to the chayfetz, so e-mecha b'yodai could mean that he's not actually holding the chayfetz, but they're still standing in front of him. If they're no longer standing in front of him, that, as the Ran says, that's already a third madrego, and over there he would not be believed, even if it was only nokadzuzi michar minayu. Now we'll continue on. The Gemara brings Omer of Nachman, Shloisha ne'amonim ala b'chor, elu hein m'chaya oviv v'imoy. Chaya la'altar, imoy kol shiva, oviv la'olam. Now we mentioned in the previous year the sheet of the Ran. The Ran says that the nemonis of a chaya is a nemonis only mid'rabbanon, since i'yafshar b'lav hachi, many times if a woman gives birth to twins, there was no one who could possibly know which one came out first other than the midwife. That's why the Chacham gave her a special nemonis to tell us who is the b'chor. Now the Rashba is mavur that the nemonis of a mother also is based on a similar takana derabanan. The Rashba is on Dafayin Gimel Amar Beis, where he's talking about the nemonis of a Baal HaMekach. As we mentioned previously, he explains Bedas Rashi, the nemonis of a Baal HaMekach is also a takana derabanan, and he says that it's just like the nemonis of a Dayin or the nemonis of a Chaya and a Eim. So the Rashba puts Chaya and Eim together, he's understanding that both of them are included in this takana derabanan at Iyafshar Belav Hochi. Now the Tosfos of Rosh over here in the Sugya, he argues on the Ran and on this Rashba, and he says that both the Chaya and the Eim, their nemonis is not a takana darbanon, rather it's a nemonis deraisa. And he says it's learned out of the din of Yakir. Just like the Torah gave a nemonis to a father to be makir his children, since the father is usually the one who knows them best. So from here we also can learn out that a Chaya has nemonis, since she's the one who knows them best immediately when they're born, and the mother is the one who knows them best for the first 7 days. Therefore, from the din deraisa of Yakir, we could also learn out the nemonis of Chaya and Eim. Now what is the pshat? Why is the mother only nemon for 7 days? So Rashi over here in Dibur Maschol Kol Shiva, he explains, Shadayin ein oviv makir boy, shlo yotza mitachas yidei imoy likones libris, mikan ve'elach mutal al oviv lakirei kedeksiv yakir. Now the Taz, in Evan Ezra Simen Dalar, Sifkot and Chof, he has an arichos, but in the end he explains that what Rashi means to say is like this, that since we saw the Ran says that the whole nemonis of a chaya en eim is odin derabonon, and what is the plan in that din derabonon? Because e'ef sher b'lav hochi, there's no one else who would know them. That is the reason why Chai has nemonis only la'altar. Pshat is because once the mother already recognizes the child, then you no longer need the nemonis of the Chaya. So therefore she loses this takana darabonon. And the mother also, she only has nemonis for 7 days, because afterwards the father already recognizes the child. And once the father recognizes him, the father has a nemonis deraisa, so the Taz explains therefore it was no longer necessary for the Chacham to be misakin a nemonis darabonon, and therefore the mother loses her nemonis. So this is how the Taz explains Rashi, based on the Shita Yisra Rishonim, that the whole nemonis of a Chaya and the Eim is only Darabonon. However, the Chor, you have to say like this, but that's the Taisus of Rosh as well, even though according to the Taisus of Rosh, the nemonis of a Chaya and the Eim is the nemonis Deraisa. If so, the Chor, what would be the Pshat? Why should the nemonis of the mother only be until the point where the father recognizes the child? So you have to say that even according to the Tosfos Rashi, it's an Emunas Deraisa, but it's still with a similar geder. We learn from the din of Yakir that the Torah wanted to give over an Emunas to one person, someone who will be able to identify the child, and the Torah gave that Emunas to the one who knows the child the best. From there we also learn the din of Chaya and Aim, that if they're the one who knows the child the best, they also will have this Emunas Deraisa. That's why Chaya has an Emunas immediately, and the mother has it for 7 days, but again, after the 7 days, the mother loses her nemanis. Now it's only the father who has an nemanis. And the pshat is that there always has to be one person who is achrei, responsible for identifying the child. So at the first moments of birth, it's the chaya. After that is the mother. She's the one who b'derech klal identifies the child the best for the first 7 days. And then after that, the Torah gave it over to the father. He's the one who's responsible to recognize the child. Now what is the din if the father, within 7 days, claims that he does recognize the child? What is the din? Does he have nemanis? When Rav Nachman says, Imay kol shiva, aviv lo'ilam, does the father's nemanis only begin after the 7 days when the mother loses her nemanis, or is the father's nemanis even from the beginning? So both the Karban Asanel over here in Simon Yud Aleph, Ois Zayin, as well as the Lecha Mishnah, in Perek Beis Hochas Nachle, Salocha Yudawid, they say that this is a machaikis between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi over here says, in Dibar Maskol kol shiva, Shadayin ain aviv makar boy, Shalayotu mitachas yidei imay likonis libris, they understand that Bedas Rashi, Rashi means to say that the father's nemanis only begins after 7 days. And the Madaik from the Rambam, now like this, the Rambam in Hilchos Nachlois, Perek Beis Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam says that the father is neman lo'ilom. The mashmois of the Rambam is that this nemanis begins right away. He does not say that the father is only neman after 7 days. Now the Taz, he argues on this, and he says that even Rashi could be maskim, that if the father claims that he recognizes the child before 7 days, he is neman. And the Pshat of Rashi is, based on that which the Taz explains, as we saw, he explains that Rashi holds like the Ren. The reason why the Chacham were Mesakin and Emunis for the Chaya and for the Aim is because B'derech Chal are the only ones who could recognize the child. And that's the reason why after 7 days, once already the father recognizes the child, now already the mother loses her Emunis. So what Rashi over here is saying is that B'derech Chal, normally the father does not recognize the child until the Bris. For that reason, the Chacham had to be Mesakin and Emunis for the mother. But after 7 days, when the father does recognize the child, now already the Chacham took away the Emunis from the mother. Rashi does not mean to say that if the father will recognize the child before 7 days, he will not have an emunis. Surely the din of Yakir begins even right away. All Rashi just means is to say this is the reason why we had to be misakin an emunis for the mother, because b'derech chal, the father does not recognize the child until the bris. Now continue on, we'll discuss the din of Yakir. The Gemara brings a braisa, machlekes tanoim. According to Yehuda, neman odom loimer zeh b'ni b'chor, ukeshem sh'neman loimer zeh b'ni b'chor, kach neman loimer zeh ben grusha u ben chalutza. Not only is he neman to say which child is a bechor, he's also neman to passel his child. The Chacham Ayim Einu Neman, Rashi explains they're arguing on Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, but they're masking in the Reisha that he has an emunas to say who is his bechor. This is Mavur in the Gemara later on in Daf Ein Ches on Midbeiz. Gemara says, but that's the Chacham, what is the Pasuk of Yakir telling us? Bitzar Chakeira, even in the case, was not Muchzak Lonu, it was not known to us that he's the bechor, the father still could tell us that this is the bechor. The Gemara over there says, "Lemay hilchasa, what is it negeya? Losi sloy pishnayim, to give him the double chelik, the chelik of bechayr." And that the Gemara asks, either way, the father should be neman. He has a migu. If he wants, he could give all of this in the chafsim right now as a matana to the son. So surely he should be neman that the son gets the double chelik in the yerusha. And the Gemara says, "Nafkamina will be nechasim shenoflu la'achar mikan." That the neman is to tell us who is the bechayr is negeya. That even nechasim which the father gets later on, even those nechasim, the son will get a double chelik in the yerusha. Now Tosfos over here by us asks Akasha, what is the makor of Rabbi Yehuda that a father has nemanis even to say that his son is a posel? The pasuk is only talking about the father's nemanis for the bechira, for the son to get a double chelik. So Tosfos asks, that's something which is good for the child. How do you see that the father has nemanis, even something which is bad for the child, to posel his son? So Tosfos over here gives two terutim. The first terut Tosfos says is that the mashmois of the pasuk of Yakir is that the father has nemanis to say who is the Bechar, even if he tells us that one of the younger children is really the Bechar. So in essence, what he's really telling us is that the older children are not from him, he's telling us that they're Mamzerim, they're born from a different father. Still the father would have Nemanis, so if now which the Torah gave Nemanis to tell us who is the Bechar, and with that he passels other children, you see that the father has Nemanis even to passel. That's one Teretz of Tosfos. The second Teretz of Tosfos brings, B'Shem Rabbeinu El Yo, that in the Pasuk of Yakir it says, Ki Yasa Bechar Ben Asnua Yakir, Losis Loi Pishnayim. So the Torah is telling us that the father has an emunas to tell us which son is the Bechar. However, we also see from here, the Lashon of the Pasuk is HaBechar Ben HaSnua, and the Gemara earlier on in the Daf Samaches says that Snua means Snua Ben Yisuel. The Bechor is the son of a snua, meaning a woman who is usher to him, for example, a grusha to a kayin. And Rabbeinu Eliyahu explains that the word yaker is going on both of them, firstly on telling us which son is the Bechor, and also on telling us that he's a ben hasnua, even if it was not known to us previously that he's born from a grusha, still the father has namonis, so this is the makar that the father has namonis to pass on his son. Now go back to the first tarot. Saisus explains the makar that a father can pass on his son is from that which he has namonis to tell us about even one of his younger children that they're a Bechor, even though in essence what he's telling us is that the older children are really mamzerim. And the chari would seem that there's a great chiddush in this tarot of Taisvis. It comes out that the father has namonis to say about a certain child that it's not his son. Kipshuta, one would think that the whole namonis of Yaker is he's telling us something about his son, that he's a Bechor or that he's a Ben Grusha, for example. This is something that the father is telling us about the status of his son. However, in this case, which Taisus is speaking about, he's telling us something about a person who had been assumed to have been his son, and he's telling us that he's not really his son. This seems to be a great chiddush that a person has an amonis even to tell us about someone that this is not my son. And the truth is, this is really totally in a machoikis rishainim. The mission later on in Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis says, Ha'imer b'nizeh mamzer einay ne'mon. And this Rabbi Huda argues and he says ne'monim. This is a similar machoikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Huda, whether a father has an amonis to say that a child is a mamzer. Now what exactly is that case that the father is telling us that his son is a mamzer? So in the Shulti Gibayim over there, he brings down, b'shem the Riyaz, that this case where the father says his son is a mamzer, it means to say the father is telling us that this woman who I married was really an erva to me. He tells us that he originally did not realize this until later on. If someone, he has to add those words, if not he's making himself into a Rosh and he would not be believed. Vakapam, this is how the Riyaz explains that Mishnah. How is the father making his son into a mamzer by saying that he's born from an Isser erva? And further on, Riyaz says very clearly, Aval him imhu oimer she'ishtei zinza tachtov. If what the father is saying is that this son is not really from me, rather the wife was mizane. Umeachar nisarav, she became pregnant from someone else. Ve'ein ze benoy, einay neman olov, shal benoy he'eminosei Torah, v'loy al she'einay benoy. The whole amonis is only for a son, not for this case where the father is saying that this is not my son. And he continues, V'hoy v'hu becheskas kashrus, lafko kiminei lepoisloi. And since the wife has a cheskas kashrus, the father would not have any namonis to pass on the son, because this is not included in the Gzeiras HaKosev of Yakir. The Rashi over there is mavur that he argues on this Shulti Gibayim. We'll see that Rashi has two different pshatim in the first case of the Mishnah over there and the second case of the Mishnah. We'll discuss more when we get there. Ragapana for now will mention the Rambam. The Rambam is mavur that he argues on this Shulti Gibayim. The Rambam is in Perek Tezvav Hilchus Esuri Bi Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam over there brings, like our Braisa says, Kashem Shenema Noimar Beniza Bechor, Kach Nema Noimar Shu Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza. And he says, V'cheinim hoysa ishtay muberes, nema loymar uber zeh inay b'ni umamzerhu. The Rambam is mavur that in this case as well, where he says that this child is not from me, he's from a different husband and he's a mamzer, here also the father has namonis. So we see a machaikas uchayna between the Riaz and the Rambam, is the father nema to say about a certain child that this is not my son? And the chara we could suggest that this is telling the two terutzim of Taisvis. In the first teres of Taisus mavur, what is the makar b'chlal to say that a father is neman to say that his son is pasul? The makar is from now she could tell us about one of his younger children that he's the bechor. By that he's telling us that the older children are mamzerim. According to that pshat of Taisus, there is a makar that if one tells us about a certain child who was assumed to be his son, that it's really not my son, that this is also included in the din of Yakir. Shenkin, according to the second pshat of Taisus, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, you don't have such a makar that telling us that a certain child is not my son, that that's included in Yakir. The whole makar that tells us that a father can pass on his child is because the pasuk says, Ki yasa bechor ben asnua Yakir, and Rabbeinu Eliyahu learns that Yakir is going on ben asnua also. That's how we know that if the father tells us that this child is a ben grusha, he's neman. So we only have a makar that a father can pass on his son by saying that this is actually my son, but nevertheless he's pasul, over there the father is neman. But to say that this is not my son, we don't have a makar that that's also included in Yakir, to say that the father is Neman. Now in the Taisus Rosh over here, he brings something interesting, B'Shem the Bahag. And Taisus and Baba Basu Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Omer Beis as well, in the Ramaskal Kach Neman. The Taisus over there brings the same Tumah Halchem that Taisus Bayos brings. Where is the Makar that the father is Neman to pass on his child? And Taisus over there also brings the Bahag. And that is, the Bahag says, even though the din is that we pass like Rabbi Huda, like the Gemara in Baba Basu Daf Kuf Chav Ches Omer Beis is before like that, that the Loch is like Rabbi Huda, still the Bahag says that we only pass like Rabbi Huda that a father is neman to pass the son in a case where he passes the son by being makir, by telling us which child is the Bechor. Like the example that Tosfos brought, if he tells us that one of the younger children is the Bechor, that Be'etzim is passing the older child, making him into a mamzer. However, the Bahag says, If a father passes his son in a different way, meaning not by telling us that one of the children, one of the younger children is a Bechor. Stam, the father tells us that this child is a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutza. In that case, the Bahag says, we do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and a father is not Neman to pass on his son. The Ri over there, Tysus brings, argues, and he says that the Nemanus of a father is in all cases, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, even if he says that this is a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. Lavdafka, when he's passing his son, by telling us which child is a Bechor. And the Russian Rabbi Bastro, he explains a little bit further, that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that a father is Neman, even to say that his son is a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. What the Bahag is saying is that we only pass like Rabbi Yehuda in the case where he's passing a son by telling us who's a Bechor. And the Bahag was Madai like this from the Gemara over there in Baba Basra, Kufchav Chasam Abayz. The Gemara says, Shalach Rab Abra the Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, Ha'imer Al Tinek Bein Abon and Bechor Hu Neman. The Mashmai says that we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda in this case where he tells us about one of the younger children that he's a Bechor. The father will have Namanis for him to get Pishnayim and also to pass to the older children by making them into a Mamzerim. But in the case where the father tells us that this child is a Ben Grusha, that we don't see that the Gemara Paskin is like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Bahag says that in that case, Halacha will be like the Chachamim. The Kreger in the Chuvis, in Madura Kama, Chuva Kuf Chav Ches, is bothered, what is the Pshat in this Psak of the Bahag? If we Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, then it should be in all cases, even in the case where he says that this son is Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. If we don't Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, it should be even in the case where he's trying to Paskin the son by telling us that one of the younger children is a Bechor. We don't find anywhere a middle shita, so how could the Bahag paskin this way? And Kreger wants to suggest that the Bahag understood that the Makar of Rabbi Yehuda is from the two limudim, from both of the Mahalchim that Tosis brings over here. The first Makar Rabbi Yehuda saw from now the father is Neman to say that a younger child is a Bechor, from there you see that he can make the older child into a Mamzer. And a second Makar from the Pasuk HaBechor Ben Asnua, over there you see that he could pass the child by making him into a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And Kreger explains that the first Makar would only be in the case where he's passing the son, making him to a mamzer, by saying that the younger child is a Bechor. Because the truth is, as we said, in this case there's a certain chiddush. Over here he's passing the child by saying that it's not my son. Still, according to the first Makar of Tosis, there would be such a nemanis. And the Pshat is, Rabbi Kreger explains, that since he's passing the child by making him to a mamzer, through telling us who is the Bechor, that makes an indirect result that the older child is a mamzer, that's why he has nemanis. But to make someone into a mamzer by telling us that he's not my child, if he's not doing it in a way by telling us who is my Bechor, for that he would not have nemanis. The second pasuk, the second makar that Tosis brings, and Rekeg is learning with Das LeBahag, that Rebbe Yehuda holds of both of these makaris, the second pasuk, that's where we know that he could passel his son by making him into a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. That's a makar that a father can passel his child, even if he does it in a way that he's not telling us which child is the Bechor. Still, a father has nemanis to passel his child. However, that would only be in a case when this is actually a son. He's telling us that this really is my son, but he's a son who is posel. So these are the two drashas the Bahag understands with Asher Behuda, and he's passing the halacha, only passing like one of the drashas, only like the first drasha, that the father would have the manas to tell us who is a Bechor, and as a result, we would also know that an older child is a mamzer, but we do not pass like the second drasha of Behuda, that a father can passel a son, even when it's not done through being makar the Bechor. Still, the father is now according to Behuda, as long as he's telling us about someone who really is his son, but that drasha we don't hold like, the Bahag says, and therefore the din is that the father will only have nemanis to pass to the son if it's done as a result of being makar the Bechor. Now there's another important machlokes rishonim that we'll discuss in this din of Yakir. We spoke about what is the din in the case where the father tells us about someone who has assumed to be the son, the father tells us that it's not his son. What about if it's the other way around, the father tells us about someone who we did not know bechlal that it was his son, and the father says that this person is my son? Does the father have nemanis in this case, or do we say that only in a case where we already know that this person was his son? The father is just telling us that this is my Bechor, for that he has nemanis, but not to tell us about someone who was not known at all to be a son. So there's a Mishnah in Baba Basra Daf Kuf Lama Dal Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ha'imer ze b'ni nemon, ze achi ina nemon. Kapshuta, this Mishnah is talking about Dinei Nachla, this is in Perigei Shneichlim. And the Mishnah says that a father has nemanis to say about someone that this is my son, and he should get a chelik in the Yerusha. He does not have the money to say that this person is my brother. Now the Gemara there explains, Zeh b'ni nemon l'may hilchasa, as far as what dinim does the father have nemonis, Amar v'yudah mashmuel l'yarshay, it's the gift, if the father dies, he leaves over the son will get the Yerusha. V'lifter as ishtay min ha-yibom, he also will have the money to pater his wife from Yibom if there are no other children other than this child, so the father will have the money to pater her from Yibom. Now the Gemara there continues, and the Gemara says, L'yarshay pshita, as far as the din of Yerusha, that's poshet. Lifters ishtay min ha-yibam, it's trichalei. Now both the Rashbam and Taisus over there explain, what does the Gemara mean, liyorshei pshita? It means he's pashut, he has namonis, because he has a migu. If he wants, he could give all of his nechosim as a matana to this person, therefore he definitely will be nemun to say that this is my child. Now both the Rashbam and Taisus, they add, that even though one could say, that maybe this is negeya, this is namonis, is negeya, where he has no migu, if he wants, then not only the nechosim which he owns right now should go to this person, even nechosim aboyim la'achar mikan, on that there is no migu. And this is al derech we saw the Gemara later on over here in Kedushin Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. As we mentioned, the Gemara says, "What is the din of Yakir according to the Shita of the Rabbanon who argue in Rabbi Yehuda?" The Gemara explains, "B'tzarech Hakira." In a case where we didn't know that this child is the Bechor, the father has Nemonus, and in that the Gemara asks, either way he's Nemon with the Migu, and the Gemara answers, "It's Nagir for Nechosim Shenafu La'achar Mikan." So the same question would be the Rashbam and Taisus ask, "What does the Gemara over there in Yesh Noichlin mean when it says that Yorshei Pshita, the Chayder is a Chiddush that he has Nemonus? It's Nagir for Nechosim Shenafu La'achar Mikan." So the answer that over there in Yesh Noichlim, there is no nemonis of Yakir. The only nemonis that he has is the nemonis of Migu. They explain because over there, the father is talking about a person who is not known at all to be his son. He's being mechadish to us that this is my child. Over there, the only nemonis is a Migu. Over there, you don't have the exercise cost of Yakir. Yakir is only by a child who is known already to be a son. The father is just coming to be mechadish to us that this is my Bechor. For that, the Torah tells us that he has the nemonis of Yakir. This is what the Gemara over here on Ayin Ches Amud Beis means, that the father's nemonis is negate even when he does not have a Migu, like for Nechasim, which he gets afterward. But there in Yesh Noichlin, where this was not known at all to be a son, there, this is not included in the Gzeiras HaKosov of Yakir. This is what both Rashbam and Taisa say, that the Nemonis of Yakir does not include being Mechadish to us who is a son, all it includes is telling us who is a Bechar. And the Rambam, however, argues on this. The Rambam, Perek Beis, Hilchos Nachlois, Halacha Yadav, this is where the Rambam brings the din of Shloshim Ne'emonim al Bechar, Chaya, V'imoy, V'oviv. And the Rambam explains that the Nemonis of a father is, Afilu Omar Ha'av, Al Mishloi Hochsik Benoi Klal. Zeho b'ni u'b'chayri hu ne'mon. The Rambam is clear that the nemonis of Yakir is even to tell us about someone who is not known to be a son at all. The father can tell us that he is a son, and he can tell us at the same time that he's a b'char. So the Rambam is mavur not like the shita of the Rashbam and Taisvis. The Rambam is mavur that there is a nemonis for a father to say that this is my son. The Magen Mishnah over there stresses this point, that according to the Rambam, the din is that a father has nemonis even for someone who is not muchzik at all to be a son. And the Bira grows well, it's brought on the side in the Frankel Rambam. He brings that this is a machaikas between the Rambam, Kineged, the Rashbam, and Tosis, and Rabbi Basra, as we mentioned. And the Gro adds that the Rambam was Madaik from the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Neman Odom Loimer Ze Beni Bechoyer. And the Gro is Madaik, why does it have to mention the word Beni? Let it just say, Neman Odom Loimer Ze Bechoyer. Mashmai says, we're talking about someone who is not even known at all to be a son. And Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that the father is Neman to say at the same time that he's my son and that he's the Bechoyer. And the Ktesa Choshen and Simon Reish Ayin Zayin Sifkot and Beis, he discusses this machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosis Keneged the Rambam. He brings it back to the Shita of the Rashbam and Tosis from the Gemara Ksubas Daf Chofei Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is Mavur that if there's a Kain who tells us, Ze Beni, this person is my child, he's also a Kain, and therefore he can eat Truma, the Gemara is Mavur that he has Namonis to be Meichel Truma to this son. The Gemara explains the reason why his Namon is because it's Beyodi Lachiloi Truma. But Al Kopam, the Gemara is Mashma that it's not because of the Namonis of Yakir. Rather, it's a new nemonis of Biyodai. Niktai says that according to the Rashbam and Taisvis, it's very good, since this person was not known to be a son, for that the father does not have nemonis. Rashenkin, according to the Rambam, why do we have to come on to the nemonis of Biyodai? L'chor, this should be included in Yakir, the father should be able to tell us that this is my son. This is the right that Niktai brings. Now, after he brings this right to the sheet of the Rashbam and Taisvis, that the father does not have nemonis to say that this is my son, if it was not known to be his son, he says the same thing is true the other way around, and he brings the Shulta Gibarim, that if there's someone who is assumed to be a son, the father has no nemonis to say that this is not my son. The Shulta Gibarim that we mentioned earlier, that the nemonis that a father has to say, Zev ni mamzer, is only if he says that this is my son, but he's born from an Isser Erva. If, however, he says about someone who is assumed to be a son, and he says that this is not my son, that this child was born to my wife from a different man, and therefore he's a mamzer, for that he does not have nemonis. This is the way the Shulta Gibarim says, and it tells us mashm that these two dinim are tali zeb zeh. Now the Rosh Hashanah Baba Basra Daf Kuf Chavov Amud Beis is mavur like this as well. The Rosh Hashanah there is bothered by a stira in the Rashbam. We mentioned before the Rashbam Daf Kuf Lamadawad Amud Beis, who is mavur that the father does not have the namonis to say that this is my son. However, there is a different Rashbam on Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, who is mashmah that the father does have namonis. And the Rosh Hashanah answers this stira by saying that this is telling the machaikas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. He explains that if you hold like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that a father is namon not only to say that this is my bechor, he can tell us that this is a ben grusha, ben chalutza. And Taisa in the Arsugya, which we saw, explains what is the makar that the father has nemonis to pass to the son. It's from that which we see the Torah says that he could tell us even about one of his younger sons that he's the Bechor, even though by doing this he's telling us that the older sons are mamzerim. And if so, the Rosh Hashanah says And we understand that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same way he could tell us about someone who was assumed to be a son that it's not my son, the same way we would say the other way around as well, someone who was assumed to not be a son, the father can tell us that it is a son. However, the Rashash says this is only according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. According to him, the father can tell us that this is not my son, or he can tell us that this is my son. Ashenkin, if you follow the Shita of the Chachamim, the Rashash explains, Bidas the Rashbam, there is no nemanus for a father to tell us that this is not my son, or that this is my son. All he can do is tell us about one who is already known to be a son, that he is my Bechor. And the Rashash says this is the Mashmais of the Magen Mishnah as well. The Magen Mishnah that we mentioned earlier in Perek Beis Ochas Nachlai, say Locha Yodawid, where the Rambam says that even if one is not Huchsak to be a son, the father can say that it is my son. And the Magen Mishnah explains that this is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rashash is Medayek that the Magen Mishnah holds that this would be telling the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, he would not be believed. And the Pshat will be like the Rashash is saying, that only according to Rabbi Yehuda do you have a Makar to say this. So this is the Mahalach of the Rashash. Now I mentioned that the Imri Moshe and Simon Yud Aleph is Mavur, not like the Rashash. He's Mavur that these two dinim are not Tolei Zeh B'Zeh. The Imri Moshe over there is coming to discuss the Shiloh. What's the din? If the father comes and he says that this child, who is not known to be my son, he actually is my son, but he is a mamzer. He is born from an Isser Erva. And the Mishnah over there has raised that the din is that the father is not neman to pass on his son in such a case. He's only neman to pass on his son if this already wasn't known to be a son. If it was not known to be a son, the father was the one who's mechadish that this is my son. He cannot say that this is my son, but he's pasal. And he explains further that the father only has the manas to pass on his son in one of two cases. Either if he tells us about someone who's already known to be a son, he says that this actually is my son, but he's pasal, he's a ben grusha, or that he's a mamzer, he's born from an iser erva. Or a second case is, even if he tells us that this is not my son, but if it was originally known to be his son, it was muchzik lanu that this is his son, and the father tells us that it's really not my son, he's born to a different father, there also he has namonis. And the Imam Moshe's bother, what is the pshat in this namonis? The whole namonis of Yaakov is only for a father. In this case, he's telling us that he's not the father. So he explains, you have to say one of two things. Either you have to say that the namonis of Yaakov is labdafka for a real father, rather it's talking about someone who was muchzik lanu to be a father. The Torah gave an amonis for someone who was assumed to be a father, he could tell us the status of this son, and even if he ends up telling us that this is not my son, still he has an amonis, the Torah gave him the koyach amonis because he was assumed to be the father. The makar to say that there is such an amonis is like Tosfos says, from that which he could tell us about one of his younger children that he's a bechor. The second possible mahalach he says is, in this case where he tells us about someone who was assumed to be a son, he tells us that he's a mamzer because he was born from a different father. Over here the Imam Moshe explains, memonif shach, this father should have an amonis. Because the whole time to say that this child really is kosher, that he's not a mamzer, is to say that this man really is the father. Because we know who the child's mother is, this woman who's married to him, so the only time to say that the child will be kosher is if he's the father. If anyone else is the father, then the male of the child is a mamzer. So here in Manashach, the father should have namonis. Either he really is the father, and then he should have namonis. And if he's not the father, he should not have namonis. Then the male of the son is a mamzer. The only way the son could be kosher is if this man is the father, and he himself is telling us that the child is not his child, the child is pasul. This is the second time the Imam Moshe explains why the father should have namonis in this case. But Al-Kupanim, the Imam Moshe says that this is all by one who is muhsik to be a son, the father can tell us that he's not my son and that he's a mamzer. However, if it's the other way around, the father tells us about one who is not muhsik to be his son. He says that this is my son and that he's pasul, he was born from an Isser Erva. Over there the Imam Moshe says the father does not have namonis. And he explains that even though we do find, according to the Shita of the Rambam, that a father can tell us about someone who is not muhsik lanu to be a son, the father can tell us that it is my son, the Imam Moshe says that's only levgavi the din of Bechira. He can tell us that this is my son and that he's the Bechar. However, to pasul him, to say that this is my son and that he's pasul, that we do not find anywhere that the father would have such namonis. Now it's mavur from the Imam Moshe that these are two separate dinim, that which he could tell us that this person is not my son, that like the Imam Moshe explains, it's one of two reasons. Either because including the din of Yaakov is one who is muhsik to be a father, even if he tells us that he's not the father, or like the Sfar, the Imam Moshe says, the Meman of Shach. But the other way around, that which the father could tell us that this person is my son, and if he was not known to be a son, that the Imam Moshe says is not connected, it's a separate din. And that Nemanis is specifically for one thing, to tell us that he's a Bechar. This we can learn from the Pasuk of Yaakov, according to the Shita of the Rambam. But to be Mechadish to us that this person is my son and he's possible, for that he would not have Nemanis. Now the way the Rishash learned, and as we said, this is the Mashmois of the Ketois, that which person could be Mechadish to us, that this person is my son, that's the same thing as that which could be Mechadish to us, that this person is not my son. The Chor, according to the Rishash, it should come out, that even if he tells us about one who is not known to be his son, he tells us that it is my son and that he's possible, which is the case that the Imam Moshe was coming to discuss, according to the Rishash, then the Chor should be that he has Namonis for that as well. So this will be an afkamina between the Rishash and the Imam Moshe, the Rishash who holds that these two dinim are Talizeh Bezeh, and the Rambam holds that these are two independent dinim. Now continue on. The Gemara brings the end of the Mishnah. Abashal hayikar l'shtuki beduki, and the Gemara explains my beduki. Shabaitkinas imay veimeres l'kosher nivalti. The Gemara goes on and explains that even though we know already the halachas like Rav Gamliel in the Mishnah in Ksubis, if a woman was a moberes and she tells us l'ish plaini v'kainu, I was nivla to a plaini and he's a kosher, according to Gamliel she's not menes. So the Gemara explains that the chiddush of Abashal is that we could be machshir even the bas. Rav Gamliel was talking about the mother and Abashal was talking about the bas. Hemshach, the Gemara says that even though there is a man Damar who explains the sheet of Rav Gamliel, he was also talking about the bas. So the Gemara explains that Abashal is coming to mechash even in the case where there are rave psulim. Now, the Avshah's mother has namanis to be machshir her daughter. The Ram passes like this in Perek Tazvav Elchas Asuri Biya Halacha Yedalid. The Ram brings the case Pnuya Shezinza Va'omra Ben Ze Ben Plainihu. So the Ram goes on and he says, if that person is kosher, so she's namanis. And the Ram in the end says, Vim Oisei Plaini Mamzer, Einan Namanis Liyos Ben Mamzer Vade Alpio, Elo Yi Asafik Mamzer. She will not have the manis to say that her child is a Mamzer, the child will remain a Safik. The Ran over here, in the Ran Al-Arif, he brings this Rambam and he explains, what is the chilek? Why does the mother have the manas only to be machshir the child, not to pass on the child? He explains, because since the din d'oraisa is that a shtuki is kosher, the whole din to pass on a shtuki is a din d'rabbanon. So as far as that isur d'rabbanon, on that the mother has the manas to say that the child is kosher. However, to pass on the child, whom d'oraisa is kosher, for that she does not have the manas. And even though the father does have the manas to say that his child is a mamzer, as we saw, still that's only because there's exerisa kosher for the father that does not include the mother. And the Ran goes on and he says, even though we do find by a chayah, she has no manas to say one of the children is a mamzer. The Ran says, that's only in the case where there are four women who gave birth and the children got mixed up. Over there it's a glidli milsa ba'alma. The chayah is just telling us which child is the mamzer. We know definitely there is one of them. She's just telling us which one. Over there the chayah has no manas. But in the case of the mother, who tells us l'pasal nevalti, that I was nivla to a mamzer and therefore my child is a mamzer, for that the mother does not have no manas. And the Magen Mishnah as well, on the halacha and the Rambam, he explains this way. The reason why the mother has the manas only to be machshir the child is because midiraisa anyways the child is kosher. The Magen Mishnah adds a little bit more and he says, if we're going to believe the mother to pass on the child, to say that the child is a mamzer, then we're going to be matter this child to marry a mamzeres, so come out a kula and a din deraisa, for that the mother does not have the manas. Now just mentioned a side point, the Beit Shmuel, and every Ezra Simendal, Tzivkot and Lamentes is matmi on this Magen Mishnah. What does the Magen Mishnah mean to say that we're going to be matter an isur deraisa if we believe the mother that this child is a mamzer, by allowing this child to marry a mamzeres? He asks that midiraisa anyways it's mutter. Without the namanis of the mother, this child will be a sofik. And it is that a sofik mamzer is mutter to a mamzeres. Kahal vadev loy kahal sofik. The Magen Mishnah is very difficult to understand. One can take a look in the Beit Shmuel, he gives a teretz to this kasha. But upon both the Ran and the Magen Mishnah explain the reason why the Rambam holds a chilik between being machshir the child and passing the child is because to be machshir the child anyways the child is mutter min ha-tayra because the shtuki is mutter midiraisa. Now, just add that even though the Gemara B'Hemshach is Mavur, that in this case, even if there's Reiv Psulim, Abashal says the mother is Nemenes. L'chair, if there's Reiv Psulim, it's not so posh that Midiraisa, the child, will be Mutter, that it will go into the rule of Mamzer Vadiv Loi Mamzer Safik. We mentioned in the previous year, both the Shev Shmaitza and the Pnei Yeshua understand that Nichal and the Gzir Sikosav of Mamzer Vadiv Loi Mamzer Safik is, even if there's a Reiv to pass on the child, still the child is not a Vadiv Mamzer, and the child will be Mutter, so if so, this kasha is not difficult. There is a machaikus between the Shmaitz and the Pnei Yeshua about a Ruba de Lesser Kaman. According to the Pnei Yeshua, even a Ruba de Lesser Kaman would have the Xeris of a Mamzer Vadav Loy Mamzer Sofik. According to the Shmaitz, there's a Chilik that a Ruba de Lesser Kaman is considered a Mamzer Vadai. But Kapam and Agamar, this is a Ruba de Issa Kaman. Here, according to both of them, the deal will be that this is included in the Xeris Akosov. Therefore, we understand the Ran and the Magen Mishnah. Here, anyways, Midiraisa, the child will be Mutter. That's why the mother has Namonis. Now, however, we did mention the sheet of the Rashba, the Rashba 9 Gimel on Mabez is Mavur, that when there's a Raiv, even if it's a Ruba de Issa Kamon, then that is considered a Mamzer Vadai. If so, the Rashba will not be able to learn the Gemara like the Ran and the Magen Mishnah. According to the Rashba, there has to be a Nemanis for the mother, even in the case when Midiraisa, the child would be Aser. And the Shmuel is Beis Shmuel, which we mentioned before, he asks his Kasha, he quotes the Ran and the Magen Mishnah, and he asks, since the Gemara is Mavur, that she has Nemanis even when there's Raiv Psulim, and by Raiv Psulim, you don't have the Heter of Mamzer Safik. So how can the Rishonim say that her Nemanis is based and now which Midiraisa, this child is anyways Mutter? So the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Beis, Perek Tezvav, he brought this Beis Shmuel, and this is where he came to argue on this, and he said that when there's a Reiv, where it's a Ruba de Issa Kamon, over there you still would have the Heter of Mamzer Vadiv Loi Mamzer Safik. So the Maisel Beis Shmuel over there brings that the Shita of the Shilta Gibarim and Ksubis is not like the Rambam, the Nemanis of the mother is, even if she's telling us that the child is a Mamzer. According to the Shilta Gibarim, obviously the Nemanis of the mother is not based on the fact that the child is anyways mutter. According to the Shulchan Aruch, even if she's telling us that the child is usher, Midraisa, the child would have been mutter, still she's nemenis. Now there is, however, a big problem with this mahalach of the Makom Mishnah and the Ren, which Rebbe Krieger discusses. This is brought in the Frankel Rambam, as well as in the Rebbe Krieger on the Mishnayis, and the Shmaitzer discusses this as well. Kepchuta Egemar, which says that she has nemenis to be machsher her child, it's not only to be machsher the child b'kahal, to tell us that the child is not a mamzer, it is also to be machsher the child to a kohen. If it's a girl, the mother is also believed to tell us who the boyal is, to be machsher the daughter to marry a kohen. And for this, to be machsher the daughter to a kohen, this there is no din d'iraisa, that min ha'safek she's muteres. For example, if a chayshu that the boyal is a chalol, and that will make his daughter into a chalolo, who's possible to marry a kohen, there's no din that a safek chalolo is mutter to a kohen. So for this, we would have to give an emunas to the mother, even on a d'iraisa level. So how could the Makom Mishnah and the Ran both say that the whole reason that she has an emunas over here is because anyways the child is mutter mid'iraisa, because it's a safek mamzer. So we'll leave this kasha for now. One can take a look in the Rekveger and the Mishnayis, as well as in the Shrev Shmaitza, Shmaitza Beis, Perek Yudches. Now continue on. In the Mishnah, we have the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer who says, Vadoin bivadoin mutter, vadoin bisfeikon, vesfeikon bivadoin, vesfeikon bisfeikon osir. Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Hei Omer Alef says that we pass like the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, and we don't see anywhere in the Gemara to explain what is the pshat in the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, what exactly does he argue on the Tanakhama. So as we'll see, there are a few mahalchim in the Rishonim. So the Ran over here is Mavur. The pshat in Rebbe Eliezer is the same way according to the Tanakhama, the Rabbanon made a gzeira, Maila also beyuchsin, to Asra Shtuki, to marry into Klal Yisrael, even though Menatari the Din is Mamzer Vadev, Loi Mamzer Sofik, still the Gemara says Maila also beyuchsin. So according to the Tanakhama, the Ran explains, Maila also biyuchsin is only on Kshirim. The whole takana was that a kosher should not marry a Safik mamzer. However, for a Safik mamzer to marry a Vadi mamzer, or for two Sfekais to marry each other, on that there was no gzeira. The Ran did not make a gzeira on Psulim, the Ran says. Hashenkin, according to Rebbe Elazar, he says that Maila also biyuchsin, even on Psulim we make this gzeira, Mishur Maila also biyuchsin. The Tosfos Rosh says similar to this. The Tosfos Rosh is early on in Daf Ein Gimel Amud Aleph. He asks a kasha on that which the Gemara brings, Omar Rava Dvar Torah Shtuki kosher. As the Gemara explains, Behemshech, because Min HaTorah, Layovi Mamzer, Mamzer Vad Huda Layovi, Ha Mamzer Safik Yovi. He asks a kasha from a Gemara in Yevamah Staf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph, which is Mavur, the Rava Paschal is like the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. And the Tosfos Rosh in this kasha understood that Rebbe Eliezer is not maskim to these droshes of Mamzer Vaday and Kahal Vaday. So how could Rav over here paskin that Dvar Torah Shtuki Kosher? And at first the Tosfos Rosh wants to say that maybe Einech Nami Rav in Arsig is going to explain the sheet of the Tanakhama, but Einech Nami Rav himself paskins like Rebbe Eliezer, and according to Rebbe Eliezer he does not make these drushas. However, the Tosfos Rosh asks on this, how could it be that Rebbe Eliezer does not make these drushas? If so, what does he do with the extra two times that it says the word Kahal on the Psukim? And even if one of them he uses to tell us that Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal, like the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda, we still have one extra. Anyways, he says that the sheet of Rebbe Lezer is not like Rebbe Yehuda, rather like Rebbe Yossi, and if so, we're left with two kahals which are extra. So the Tosfos Rosh concludes that really Rebbe Lezer is maskim to both of these drushas, the drush of Mamzer Vaday and the drush of Kahal Vaday. The Ausher Rebbe Lezer holds that Sveikon Bibadon are Osir and Sveikon Bisveikon are Osir, that's only Din Drabbanon, Midiraisa Einech Nami they would be Mutter, and he explains a little bit different than the Ran. He doesn't say Maila Osu Biyuchsin, rather he says that the Din Drabbanon is because Gzeir Shema Yisa Achoisei Min Ha'av. This is al-derech, the half-min of the Gemara and Dafayin Gimel Amid Aleph, that's the reason why the Rabbana made the Gzeiris. The Gemara of there came out with Maskano, that Maila also be Yuchsin, but the Tosfos Rosh is saying, B'davs Rebbe Eliezer, you don't have to come on to that. You could go back like the half-min of the Gemara, that the Gzeir was, Shema Yisa Achoyse Me'av. And even though the Gemara of there asks the Kasha, El Ma'ata Shtuki Shtukis La Yisa, if that's the Gzeir, then it should be Osir even for a Shtuki to marry a Shtukis. According to the Rebbe Eliezer, Ein Chanami, it is Osir. So according to the Rebbe, we could explain like the Gemara wanted to explain originally over there. The reason why a shtuki is usher to a Yisraelis, and a shtuki is usher to a shtukis, or a mamzeres, all of them have the same reason, Shema Yisa Achoyse Me'oviv. So Al-Kapam, the Ran and the Tosfos Rosh both learn that Rebbe Lezer is maskim to the drashos of Kahal Vaday and the drash of Mamzer Vaday. It's just a Din Darabonon. The only difference is how they explain this Din Darabonon. The Ran explains that it's Maila Osu B'Yuchsin, and the Tosfos Rosh explains Shema Yisa Achoyse Me'oviv. Now the Ritva, however, he has a different mahalach. The Ritva's on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, he asks the same kasha that the Tosfos Rosh asks, from the Gemara in Yevamos, and he says a different teretz. He says the Gemara over there in Hacholos is referring to the question of Shtuki b'mamzeres, meaning a Safik being usher to a Vaday. That's what Rav is mavur that he paskins like Rebbe Eliezer, and the Pshat is the Ritva explains is that Rebbe Eliezer is not maskim to the drasha of Kahal Vaday v'loy Kahal Safik. Einech nami to the drasha of Mamzer Vaday v'loy Mamzer Safik, that Rebbe Eliezer is maskim to. And that's the reason why Rav on Daif Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph says Dvar Torah Shtuki Kosher, as the Gemara explains, because Mamzer Vaday v'loy Mamzer Safik. That even Rebbe Lezer is maskim to. However, the other Joshua, the Joshua of Kahal Vaday V'loy Kahal Sofik, that Reb Lazar is not maskim to, and that's how Rava paskins l'maisa. And he explains a little bit further, he explains that Reb Lazar holds, once we make the drasha of mamzer vadev v'loy mamzer sofik, then that drasha really is telling us that a sofik mamzer has a din of a Yisrael gomer. Once we make that drasha, then memeil this sofik mamzer is also to a vadev mamzer, since we gave him the din of a Yisrael gomer, he's also to a mamzeres, and we don't make the second drasha. It sounds like from the Ritva that it's not mistaber to Reb Lazar to make these two drashas because they're safe to each other. Once we gave him the din of a Yisrael vadai, it's not mistaber to make the second drasha and to be matter him to a mamzeres. Now the truth is, the way that Tosfos Rashi explained the shayla, he was bothered, what are the two extra words kahal in the pasuk? So according to that, the Ritva didn't really answer the kasha. This will explain what one of the kahals are for, the kahal of mamzer vadai v'lei mamzer safik that he does darshin. However, we still have the second kahal extra since he does not hold the drasha of kahal vadai v'lei kahal safik. And as the Tosfos Rosh added, he also does not hold like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that Kahal gave him Ikri Kahal, so the question will remain, what will you do with the extra word Kahal? Now the Chaznish and Evan Ezra, Simon Zayn, Sifkot and Tezvav, he brings this Ritva, and he says, first you have to say that the Ritva was not Gairis on Dafa and Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is discussing the words of Rava. The Yisra that we have is, Mamzer Vadi Hud L'Yovi Ha Mamzer Sofik Yovi, B'Kahal Vadi Hud L'Yovi Ha B'Kahal Sofik Yovi. According to Ritva, you have to take out those words, B'Kahal Vadi Hud L'Yovi, because Rava holds like the sheet of Rebbe Lezer, and Lezer does not make that drasha. But Al-Kapayim L'Chazish asks a kasha on the Ritva, and he says, that even according to the Ritva, you have to say, what is the pshat? Why is Sveikon b'Sveikon Osir, according to Rebbe Lezer? In other words, why is it Osir for a Shtuki to marry a Shtukis? This Al-Karcha, even according to Rebbe Lezer, is a Din Drabanan. The way the Ritva explains that Rebbe Lezer is maskim to the drasha of Mamzer Vadi, Hudal Yavi, and Mamzer Safik Yavi, is just that he argues in the second drasha, but a Shtuki should be mutter to a Shtukis. Both of them have a Din of a Yisrael Gomer, as Ritva says, Akarach, that's a din drabanon. And if so, the Chaznish asks on the Ritva, once anyways that chilek of Reb Lezer is a drabanon, so why should we be mechadish that Reb Lezer argues on the Tanakama for two reasons? Firstly, he argues on one of the drashas, he holds that we don't make the drasha of Kal Vadai v'loi Kal Sofik, and secondly, he also is mechadish a gzeira drabanon. That's why a shtuki is also a b'shtukis. Achar, you could have just explained that it's all for the same reason, it's all din drabanon. One can take a look at the Chaznish over there, he talks about the Ritva. Now, I've just mentioned that in the Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Beis Perek Yudzayin, he uses this Ritva to answer a kasha that we mentioned earlier in the shir, a kasha that the Beis Shmuel asked on the Magen Mishnah. We mentioned that the Magen Mishnah explains what is the pshat, why a mother has namonis, as the Gemara says in Amud Aleph, Mai Shtuki Beduki, Shabaydekas Isima Vaymeres Lekosher Nevalti, and we brought the Ran as well as the Magen Mishnah who explain that the namonis of the mother is only to be machshu the child, she would not have the namonis to say that the child is a mamzer. And they explained that since Menatayah anyways a Shtuki is kosher, a mamzer safik is mutter bikahal, a shtuki is only asr midarbanon, mailo asr biyuchsin. For that reason, the mother has namonis to tell us that the child is kosher, since anyways it's only a question of an isr darbanon. However, the Magen Mishnah adds and he says that for the mother to tell us that the child is a mamzer, that already gets into a question of an isr daraisa. Because if we're going to believe the mother that the son is a mamzer, we're going to allow him to marry a mamzer, so that's already a question of an isr daraisa. And the Beis Shmuel was matmi on this, why is this a question of a daraisa if the son is a sofik before we believe the mother? He has a din of a shtuki, so with the raisa, a shtuki is mutter to a vadi mamzeres. So how can the Magen Mishnah say that this is a question of an isr de raisa? And the Shev Shmaita answers based on this Ritva, the way that Ritva learns with Asr B'Eliezer, and this is how we hold, we pass like the sheet of B'Eliezer, Ritva understands that according to B'Eliezer, we don't make this drasha of kahal vadi v'loi kahal sofik, therefore it's asr de raisa for a sofik mamzer to marry a vadi mamzer. If so, we can understand this is what the Magen Mishnah means as well, that for the mother to come and tell us that the child is a vadi mamzer, and with that, we're going to be matter him to marry a mamzeres, that's really a question of an isur deraisa, and for that, the mother does not have namonis. Now, just leave off with one small ha'ara, an interesting question that the Rishash discusses. The Gemara at the bottom of Amud Beis brings the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, he holds kahal gerim ikri kahal, and therefore it's also for a ger to marry a mamzeres. However, the Gemara is before that Rabbi Yehuda's maskim that a ger amini or a ger mayavi, since they're also loving b'kahal, they are mutter to a mamzeres. And the Rishash has two interesting sfeikas about this din. The first shayla he has is, what is the din of a mitzri or adoimi rishon or mitzri or adoimi sheni? The din is that a mitzri and adoimi, dar rishon and dar sheni, are asr lovi b'kahal, dar shishi is mutter lovi b'kahal. And the shayla is, what would a Yehuda hold about a mitzri, rishon, v'sheni? Would they be mutter to a mamzeres? On one hand, since he's asr b'kahal, maybe it should be the same as an amini or a mayavi. On the other hand, since the next generation will be mutter, so maybe a ger mitzri and a ger adoimi are ikri kahal, and they'll be asr to a mamzeres. And the second suffix that the Rishash has is, what is the din of an amainis or a mayavis? We know the drasha amaini v'loi amainis, mayavi v'loi mayavis, and amainis and a mayavis are mutter lovi b'kahal. So on one hand, perhaps they should be ushered to a mamzer according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, since the zcharim are ushered b'kahal, Maybe that's enough to tell us that the whole Kahal Amoin and the whole Kahal Moyav are lo yikri Kahal, and therefore all of them would be mutter to Mamzerim. Okay, take a look at the Rashash over there. He brings rise to these shailas.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.